Assalamu alaikum. This is your beloved brother Murad Muhammad live on your Block Talk Radio. I am coming to you 3 minutes early. For what reason these things does happen. It's okay. I have grown to understand that we have to go by what this new modern technology is capable of doing. And most of the time, we don't have a clue what it's doing. Nevertheless, we have to have patience. And as the years go by, you'll pretty much be able to understand that this is not our technology. But it gets better. It gets better with time. One day we will be able to have our own, inshallah, that pleases God. And we'll be able to have our own communication set up. Communication, brothers and sisters, is pretty much everything. Everything that one would love to have, would love to be a part of, is communication. For whatever reason, that we don't take it seriously. I remember my mother, she loved the sport of boxing. And she said during the depressing time, they loved Ray Robinson. They had a great love for Joe Louis and all the fighters back then, but they didn't have TV. They had a radio. And my mother said her brothers, and she had 9 of them out of 16 children, she said they stayed glued to that TV. So it made one to come to the understanding it must be fun to listen to, because my mother became a boxing expert. I had no clue she loved the sport of boxing as well as she did until I became a boxing promoter. And I used to sit her on the second row. And when my mother said, boy, she called me boy, boy. You listen to me? You listen to me, son. I said, yes. Don't you ever sit me behind someone. I forgot my mother, I thought, was 7 feet tall. But she wasn't. She was 4'11". But I thought her stature was that tall because that's the kind of love I had for my mother. So you can't put nobody in front of her. She will not be able to see. Then we started giving her scorecards. Why did we give her scorecards? Because she wanted to keep the score. So we called it Mama Muhammad scorecards. And she'd tell you who can fight, who can't fight, where you get that bum from. he was fun to be with. I have to honestly tell you, party pooper. She loved to dance. She loved to be around people, and she did things that I was shocked that she was able to do. For a metaphor, if my mother came back in this world, she'd be a dancer. That woman can dance. And I'll never forget, she was about 94, and we was on the dance floor at the senior citizen party. We danced one record, we danced two records, we danced three records. And I said, okay, mama, it's time for us to sit down. Be honest with you, it's time for me to sit down. I was overweight. And I went to sit down, I turned around, and she was still on the floor dancing. I couldn't believe it. I said, my God, this woman loves to dance. Yes, that was my mama. And brothers and sisters, it is so much happening in life. And I don't like to bother your minds with a lot of things that is occurring, but I believe that we sitting around and we're not doing our homework and have no clue what's really going on. And so I don't forget, because when you get a certain age, your recollection don't come to you as quick as it used to. But there's an Islamic brother I sent to most of all of you out there. This brother is a magnificent, not only a doctor, but he has a scientific ability, and he has great credentials, but he comes from the service. I believe he was a Marine or a sailor, he was with the CIA. And he was hurt to see what they're doing to us and making us to believe that this Canvas 19 is what it says it is to be. Don't get wrong. I don't want you to misconstrue what I'm saying. It doesn't mean that it can affect you. But he said it is a lie that one can pass by you and give it to you. It's a lie. He said there's not a disease, and you go back to AIDS. If it goes into the air, it's dead. Now, can one put something in the air? Yes. But I'm quite sure that whoever this mad scientist is, and they're trying to call him out, whoever he is, it doesn't erase the fact that we are Americans. And when you hurt the people here in America, you will get a major reaction. Now, I want you to know the reaction is happening right now as I speak. Why? Because people believe they was played a fool, and it backfired. That's why they want to rush you back, but you can't rush a fearful person after you scared them half to death. It's very difficult to do that. I don't care who you are. You can take a baby and throw it in the water, throw it in the pool. That baby is going to swim because it has no fear. Is the baby going to stay in the water? No. He was in water before he came here, but we are not water babies. We are land. But the point is that baby has no fear. Now take that 4-year-old, 5-year-old who never saw the water and throw them in there, and they can rationalize. They're going to drown because of what? Fear. Well, why didn't that infant drown? Because there's no fear. It can do what it's capable of doing because they come in here with something called simple common sense. That's my topic tonight. There's a gift from God that we have common sense. And so you have a person who knows nothing about disease, so mentally stay in the crib because of why? Because you done struck them with a disease that they had no clue that it will come on us, but more important, by it inflicting on us, you scared everybody half to death. They dying like crazy. But they have found out that all these bodies that you see in the bag is not real. I didn't say it. They dummies. Create all these dolls or dummies, whatever you want to call it, and make it think you think is a human being in there. Then they said they was pulling people's records that passed away and put this virus to their name. So most of the people that's dying has already was going to die anyway. Who do something like that? Well, I'm going to be honest with you. It doesn't bother me. Because for 6.5 years, I told you who is Satan. But we don't know. But let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. I was talking to a gentleman that he and I talked about things that you say over the air, meaning you got to know your audience. It's very difficult for me to dwell on what the disease is going to do to you because most people don't want to hear it. But you know how important it is to teach you who God is? But not when you fear it. When you got to fear to talk about religion and talk about the meaning of God, and some people believe that is to take you astray because you're fearful now. Well, let me say this to you all out there. And I like using his name because he was a great football player. And if you was taught how to play football, you were taught to hit that front line hard to maybe do your move to get around it. Yes. This is taught to you in football. And you got blockers in front of you. But Jim Brown did something different. Jim Brown took that 240-pound lean and mean, 6 feet one or two. He's coming right at you. And in his mind, you was not going to withstand a person that's standing still. Be the power, just the ability of the air, he got the advantage. So he's coming at you. You got to stop it. You got to stop that train. But it's moving fast. But when he comes at you, he had an elbow that was able to lift up. And he gets you right in the neck. That hurt. A lot of people could withstand it the first time, but they could not withstand it the second time. And then he will come and hit you with that knee right in the midsection. And sometimes you will tackle him. But most of the time, they move out of his way. Move out of his way. Why? They don't want to be hit by that train. That truck that's coming at them. So he went against the grain. Against the grain. Well, Magic Johnson, he didn't play normal basketball. No, then Michael Jordan didn't play regular basketball. They was doing things that you never heard of. Pistol Pete. They called him a monkey because he played like a black man. He went against the grain. Kobe Bryant. They give him a lot of praise for his outstanding achievement as a basketball player. Now you got LeBron James. It doesn't stop. We are gifted, and every time there's another one, there's another one, there's another one, and that's just sports. And don't forget the Williams sisters. There's not a man that can, you put them on the court with them, and you're going to have to fight them playing tennis because they don't play like women. That's what made them successful. They went against the grain. Their father, Richard Williams, taught them, no man can beat you, so how's a woman going to beat you? These are all gifts. Well, it's likewise when you're teaching the meaning of God's will. We go against the grain. You see, if you don't understand why these things are happening, because nothing happens in this world without the will of God. Not even a leaf falls from the tree without the will of God. And you have to understand that. You got to know that. You have to believe that. And long as you believe it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala glorify his name, God will give you the edge. Why? He created us to be over top of this earth. Oh, you didn't know that? I teach it all the time. Problem is, it's the communication. I can stand on Mount Everest and say, the people out there in radio land that made me viral, not once, not twice, three times, I have to give them accolades for listening to me. My listening audience know a lot of things that most people don't know. Now, it's one thing if you never read the Holy Quran, never touched it, heard about it, but don't know about it. How am I going to teach you that? It's going to be very difficult. But if I teach you ABC, if I teach you simple subtraction and addition, that's very easy. You'll catch on that. Because why? It's in us. We're very highly intelligent creatures. So it's in us, things up. But there's one thing that's never taught because we get away from it. How? Our associate degree. How? Our bachelor degree. How? Our master degree. Yes, your PhD. You get away from common sense. You see, I believe I was a great martial artist. I think Ali wouldn't have kept me with him if I didn't protect his life. But as long as I know how to do a jump back kick, a crescent kick, a sweep, and come back with the same leg and step in your chest on the floor, but if I didn't do my basis called balance, I have to be consistent with balance. Because if you don't have balance, then your equilibrium is off. And if you try to throw a jump back kick, you're going to slip before you get up there. And don't come down, you can break your arm. You can break your leg. Why? Because you came down wrong. So you have to practice step, pivot, turn. You got to learn that, and you got to be consistent with it. You got to be repetition with it, because you got to have balance. I had a little discussion about running the park. I had a discussion of walking the park. But I made my greatness in fighting the best of the best because I didn't do that. I went against the grain. I did calisthenics, normal calisthenics that allows you to know how to breathe and how you can keep that, oh, I can fight you for those 3 minutes. Well, it was 2 minutes with us back then. But you got tired time. I got you into the second round. And these boys used to run 3 or 4 miles and walk in 4 miles or six. But my sensei didn't teach me that. In the KA system, Kareem Abdullah taught us calisthenics. And then Sensei Ibrahim, he too. He had a man named Haziz, Brother Gerald. My God, will he have you on the floor almost for half an hour or more doing calisthenics. So it's important. That man that's quick and fast, his muscles will get in the way. So you don't lift weights to be a fighter. You lift that spirit and that belief and that facing in you, and you do calisthenics on your finger, you do calisthenics on your fist, and you make what you have strong. You put weights on your ankles, and you do all that kicking and stepping. By the time you take that off, those legs like a whip, like a jab. You don't see it coming, especially if it's coming 2, 3, 4 times, because you can back up for my left back kick, but you didn't know I'm coming with the roundhouse kick, and then I'm coming with the jump front. I'm not stopping. You have to fall out of that circle, and then I may cannot get you. But I'm not backing up till I get you. And people doesn't understand that. This is why Ali was so great, because he threw punches and bunches. Ray Robinson did the same thing. Joe Louis did the same thing. It's consistent. You get away with one, you get away with two, how about 3 or 4? But what about the subconscious? You can hit a guy, Ali told me, with a left hook, and that individual is almost out consciously. But subconscious say, wake up, wake up. Ali said, you got to hit it and hit it again and catch that subconscious out. You knock them out. You can't call on them. But if you don't do that, he's coming back. Now, all that is saying is what's going on today. We are not using our common sense. It was given to us by the will of God. And if we don't use our common sense, you can't fault God. It didn't cost you no money. You didn't have to go to school for that. Because if you didn't have simple common sense, you wouldn't try to ask for your food. Even though you had to cry God's language, you asked for it. You feel like you need to be clean. You call for it. You didn't know this language, but you just got enough sense to cry out. And let your mother, your father, whoever's there, something's wrong, come change me. Those are simple common sense. You see a stranger, and they say, come here, little boy. Especially our little girl, they turn around and run like hell. They don't know you. You're a stranger. Common sense. You sneeze. That's common sense. You breathe through your nostrils. That's common sense. And you better breathe through your mouth when you come out that womb, because if not, where's the spirit going? Comes through your nostrils, and you got to holler out, ah, why? Letting the people know, I'm alive. Yeah, the spirit just entered you. But if you can't move, you can't talk, you came here, the old baby. So it's all simple common sense. But we get away from the common sense. I mean, if I take you back, you know, I used to hear females say, and I was used to it back then, and you can tell when you're talking to a virgin, because she would say, well, let me ask you a question. Are you going to pregnate me? Meaning she's willing to have sex with you. Well, are you going to pregnate me? That's what she wanted to know. And then she wanted to ask you, are you going to hurt her? She wants to know. More important, are you going to make love? Do you love me? And if you don't answer those questions, there's nothing you're going to get. I don't care who you are. But why? She had simple common sense. So most women didn't have sex until they got married. But soon as that pill came, and that pill came, got you out of your simple common sense, and you thought that man is going to protect that womb from that semen and that water and blood that creates it all in that triple darkness is going to protect you from being pregnant. Well, common sense that only God gives life and only God gives death. There's no ugly in life, no ugly in death, but more important, brothers and sisters, what you're not grasping is that how can man stop a child to be born? Can't do it. You are God's creation. So God, most people, I had a young lady tell me, she said, I would never have been pregnant if you didn't tell me to get rid of my pills. I don't mean that's my baby. It could be anybody else's baby. I told her, don't use those pills, they're not good for you. But people get pregnant because they'll tell you it's only 90%. Some say 99%. That 1% is God's will. So those are simple common sense, brothers and sisters. And if I don't let you know the meaning of why we've been created, it's very difficult, very, very difficult for you to be able to maintain your own real estate, to maintain who you are as a human being. If you don't know that, so everybody's not going to get to you. Now, I'm quite sure there's plenty of women out there that the man they love don't live with them. Some because what they choose. Some because they'll tell you, I don't need no man. But how do you take care of yourself if you don't have no simple common sense? Simple common sense says you got to get up. You got to read. You got to study. You got to understand what life is all about. And what bothers me, brothers and sisters, is that those Muslims, now you always hear me say, every human being is a Muslim. So I'm talking about those Muslims in Al-Islam. It makes them look like either you're not reading or you don't believe. Yes. Do we have that in Al-Islam? Well, let's look at it. When you go to a country that's dominated with the strict rules, you have to accept or you'll be rejected. What is that? The Islamic country. They don't accept nothing. So that means they're not going to bother you. But you can't say you believe and don't follow the rules. They're very highly strict. But isn't that amazing? Just think about it. If the angel came to any one of y'all in Al-Islam and say, you know, if you want this country to be Islamic, all I got to do is tell God, he'll say, be and it is. And I guarantee you 90% will say, yes, make this an Islamic country. That is to say, the brothers over in the East has an Islamic country. What the hell are they doing here? Because that country is too strict. A dictator, a ruler. Now you got what? Royal families. So that young man grows up, he don't want to be a part of that. But he was raised in that Al-Islam religion. And they come over here. When they come over here and see they got freedom, they can be whoever they want to be. They can do what they want to do. That's freedom. They can speak out with nobody locking them up. That's freedom. But most of them will tell you, I never want to be a part of Al-Islam. Then why are you a part of Al-Islam here in America? Because I found out that the African-American Muslims, who I am. Oh, unconsciously, they in love with me. I don't look like them, can't speak distinctly like them, but I read a language that is so close to the Holy Quran that they don't have a clue what I'm talking to. I can tell them how I feel in Arabic, and they'll think it's the Quran. Pay to be a part of what they like that I didn't like, but I'm not going to tell them. Well, they came over here, if they was Mustafa, they was Michael. There's Ali, there's Allen. They went to the best schools. They had the money. But they never told them they was in Al-Islam. So when the Nation of Islam came about, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with them, they thought, oh, those ain't Muslims. I've heard Ms. Farrakhan, and he will tell you how he feels. You got the nerve to say I'm not a Muslim. I like that. I like it because he is a Muslim. He's a Muslim in his nature. And he practiced the Quran more so than a whole lot of us. That's why he's successful. Do he have fault? We all got fault. But tell me how much fault do he have? You ever look in the mirror? You better worry about your own fault. Allah don't use you to judge. But you get barakahs, blessings. You get blessings based and predicated on what? Your deeds. And now is Satan trying to stop him. That man will not stop. Why? You trust in God. So let's clear this up, because this is all pertaining to what's happened today. Let's clear this up. I heard him say, they asked an Islamic brother from a foreign country on a foreign TV, and Imam Waruzi Muhammad was on the same network. And he said to him, he said, Mr. Farrakhan, you know there's a lot of Muslims out there that's very angry with you. He said, they're angry with you because you believe that Master Farad Muhammad is God. And they don't like it. He said, I'm cutting it short because, you know, it's just something that we ought to know. He said, are you saying to me that I believe that Master Farad is God? Are you saying to me that I do not, under any circumstance, are you saying that I believe that Master Farad created the heavens and earth and everything between it? And I have never said that. So what he was really saying, and people don't grasp it, he say, we are the spirit of God. So he said, Master Farad came here in the person. He's a person. Allah is not a person. He ain't that unintelligent. He came in a person as God's will. He never told you he was the Lord of the heavens and earth and everything between them. But put that aside so you don't get that out your head. But he is the only brother outside Imam Waruzi Muhammad, and he's deceased right now. This only brother can go, may Allah be pleased with Brother Imam Waruzi Muhammad, grant him the highest paradise, can leave this country and go to the highest they are out there that say they Islamic. And they welcome him with open arms. He is the only man in America that is doing what the Honorable Muhammad did in 1930 and cleaning us up. He's cleaning our children that's out there, the gangbangers and so forth and so on. And he got a world for metaphor. Don't get me wrong, the metaphor. He got a world within a world. Everything that's happened today, he's prepared for it, and all the people that he loves that's with him. Prepared. Prepared how to food up. Prepared them how to take care of your own. Now, I say that because a beautiful brother that I love, Minister Abdullah Hafiz Muhammad, and he couldn't have a janazah like he would like to have. I don't believe a lot of people wouldn't have gotten the door because they loved him in New York. We loved him over here. They loved him from Chicago, but the FOI would have been there. You would have thought the Navy and the Marines had shown up because he was the East Coast representative. And you can't have more intent. But I like what they did because we are taught you don't have to have, that's al-Islam, you don't have to have the physical flush to have a janazah. You're not praying to that earth. You're not praying to that clay or that mud or that dirt. Put it back where it belongs, in the earth. But we don't praise it. We make prayer and dua for our loved one and ask Allah to open the gates of heaven so he and she can make it to paradise. And he was smart. Well, the brothers mentioned four men and one girl that passed away in the same time. So he didn't just give the janazah for Hafiz. He gave the janazah for all five of them. But this is the key. Each one came up and spoke about the deceased. And Ismail, he was able to come up and speak about the one that's the East Coast representative. That's strong. East Coast is big. He's the East Coast representative. Love ever since he was followed the Amalite Muhammad. But what I like, they filmed the show that Master and Miriam was empty. They see Mr. Farrakhan is smart. And he probably said to his son, we ain't breaking no rules. So his son knows what that meant. But yet he had 10 men marching down. Now he had about five in the audience for whatever reason. I can pretty much figure it out, but it's insignificant. They was there. But they took the camera all the way up the top to let you know, don't come here telling us that we disobey the rules of the land. You can't come in. You can't have a place with a whole lot of people. So but the way that man went off on national TV, yeah, our TV, was an honor. Wish we could have did that for every one of ours that went. Because that's history. Any mother, any father, wife, children will never forget that. So who was all in there, brother? Because you didn't see the angels. The angels was in that masjid. The angel was there. Because this is what Allah wants. We're not in the paganism. We don't have to have you physically there. But he had more people watching him than he would have had if he was buried in New York and we all came. Yes, How about New York with a new about? How about Boston? How about Connecticut? How about New Jersey? But the whole world saw that honor. And they did the four top beers. And when they did the four top beers, they saluted him. You see, brothers and sisters, someone came to us and taught us that we shouldn't do that. Matter of fact, you got sick, spineless men that wants to rule will tell you, you don't give accolades to the deceased. Allah gives it to the deceased. Brothers and sisters, this is the kind of stuff that leaves you in kindergarten. This is the kind of stuff that you cannot be able to evolve with that stupidity. Now, I done came to the point that I don't think it's so stupid. I believe that those who we thought that was with us is working, and I can't say who they're working for. Government is not going to ever let you come powerful and they're not a part of. They get paid. You wonder why they never have a job. They get paid. But they walk around as if they don't have no money. But they over here, they over there got a lot to say. Because why? They speak the language. The same as our brothers that come overseas speaks the language. But in their heart, they don't accept Islam. They accept it here because they can make money and they can rule over here. Over there, they're insignificant. Not none of them, not one of them, can go back to any one of their countries and call themselves an imam. But over here, you're an imam. You're a sheikh. You're a scholar. Why? Because you're teaching something we don't know. Well, I'm here to tell you here on Block Talk Radio, New Africa, Excellent Enterprise, Mirage Speak, is that you don't know we're gifted. We're gifted because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised us up. So we can't go no lower. They made us 3/5 of a human being. So you got to raise up. You got to raise up. And whether we can see it or not, or educate them or not educate them, come up. Oh, we're great basketball players, football players, golf, tennis, boxing. We take over everything. We're gifted. And you don't know we're gifted. Everybody's not coming to your religion. But that ain't what Allah says. That's not what Allah says, that you have to only come to the religion of Islam or you won't make it to paradise. They limit your Lord. They limit the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They put words in his mouth. Just the way you've been tricked on this virus, this disease, this Satan that's getting ready to send you to the grave mentally, spiritually, and yes, physically. You don't know what's going on. And the reason you don't know, because you don't have anybody on the level that can tell you at least what in the hell is going on. Viral, and this is all I speak about. Now, I teach the Quran. That's why with viral, it seems like you're supposed to tear up this phone. Everybody around the world should be listening to someone that will tell them the real deal or what's going on. If not, you're just sitting there, laying there, and waiting to die. You gave up. The only thing wake you up, the one real close to you. You see, my son, I'll say it, my son, was crying for some reason. And I realized he got a beating. But my wife said she didn't beat him till he should be crying like he's crying. Right away, a thought came through my mind, you know, 25,000 miles per second. But I had to hear it from him. And I says, "What's wrong, son?" Because he said, when she finally got in the door that he had locked, he grabbed and hugged her and said, "I love you, Ma, I love you." That scared her. What's wrong? He was going to hit her. So when he and I talked, I said, "I want to thank you that you didn't put your hands on your mother." I was snapped. And you could have been a dead man. Now you wonder why I would be so angry. It's because, one, we don't put our hands on a female, but I knew her longer than I knew you. That's the difference. So my wife used to say, "You love your children more than you love me." Sure, I love them, but it's mathematically impossible. You can't put the years you've been with me and put it into their years. We love our children. I'll go a little further. You got a choice to make. What's that? You know you're having a boy. You never had a child before. You're going to have a boy. I said, "I am, yes. But only one could live. Only one can live." "Which one?" Now, if I was emotional and I was not in knowledge, then bring me my son. That's my offspring. I'm going to build him to be like me. I made that decision real quick. Bring my wife back. My son got a certain age, said, "Dad, you would let me go?" I said, "If you went, you didn't commit no crime. You didn't commit a sin. You go right to paradise." But my wife, one, she's a mile and a half, and two, she has to beg God for her forgiveness. If I let her go now without begging God to raise her sins, because we all got sin. I don't care who you are. Allah says he will race us from the earth, a group of people, if you didn't sin. But we all sin. I don't care if you think it, thought it, or carried it out. It's a sin. But you have to beg Allah all the way to your grave. So when you understand that and you teach that to your children, my sons don't put their hands on no female. You get out the house, go take a ride, go somewhere, but don't you ever argue with a female. She gets upset, you shut down. You ain't gonna win. You gotta leave her in the house. And you gotta go to sleep. So you'll never put yourself in a vulnerable position. So you got to know your priority. We'll make another baby. But now, if I'm climbing a mountain and my oldest son is up top, my wife under him and my daughter over top of me and my little son is over top of me, I'm the last one. But if they can't make that mountain, cut this rope. "No, Dad." And the wife hollering, "No, don't cut it. But I know if I don't release, they don't release me, they're going to die. They will never make it. I'm not that selfish. I got to go so they can live." See, it's all in simple common sense. So how do we fear God's creation? We are God's creation. That jinn is who you fear. Because you don't know who that jinn is. You don't know who that evil person is. We don't even know the jinn is in all of us. And we worry about everybody else, but never worry about. Matter of fact, you should tell another brother that understand the jinn. So, "Oh, brother, are you talking to me? Is your jinn Muslim? I guarantee he's going to look at you. Ask me again, is your jinn Muslim?" You're going to say, "No, it's not Muslim." So you should work on that jinn. Don't worry about me. Simple. But we got these hang-ups. Now, surely if someone do something, it's like a junkie that says he submits to the will of God. That's a lie. God is not sufficient. You wouldn't be shooting them drugs. God is not sufficient. You wouldn't be prostituting your body. God is not sufficient. You ain't going out there now as a disease. They claim you can get a disease if they touch you or they sneeze on you. But what about disease you could when you open up your legs and it ain't the right thing to do? You cared about that disease? Allah protected you because a whole lot of y'all will have so many diseases you'll never meet, and no man will ever want you. But I'm not here to talk about that. I'm here to wake you up to realize, why do we fear God's will? Mr. Louis Farrakhan, may Allah be pleased with him. I always pray that he stay around because his job ain't done yet. He's been around all that sickness. He's still here for a reason. But they are protected. They have a community. They can talk to California. They can talk to San Francisco. They can talk to New York. They can talk. They got a community. And now they are very close to the Christian community. And got Jewish men that comes over. And all this is on TV. They got their own radio, their own TV. But he don't outnumber Emmanuel Worthy Muhammad's community. But it ain't the one who's the swiftest. It's the one who doers to the end. He has millions of strong, powerful, educated, uneducated, tall, short, whatever the complexity of their skin is, they got the same heart. One Ummah. And they respect the gift that that man is able to allow to bring them to another level. Now, someone asked me a question. When they asked me the question, I gave them just the way the Minister Farrakhan. One day I called an imam several times, and he says, okay, Marat, because he's an imam. But Minister Louis Farrakhan, he told me call him Farrakhan. Just like Imam Wallace Muhammad said, call me Wallace. We love each other like that. But Minister Farrakhan, my brothers and sisters, he able to speak this revelation. This is why the people are listening to him. And he knows that if we came together collectively, forget your differences. Everybody has a mother. I guarantee you, my four siblings, we all treat our mother different than the other one. We'll argue sometimes. You shouldn't have did that. Well, you shouldn't have did that. Well, you. But we all love her. That's the unity. Yes, you serve God. And you serve God the way you choose to serve God. And you may have this religion, you may have that religion, you may have this understanding, you may have that understanding, but we all are here to be obedient to God. That's the community. And we lost that. We lost that because we became individual. Because we became individuals, we don't have the unit. You think they don't talk? You don't think the East Coast talk to the West Coast talk to the South, the North? They talk every day. And it's a plan. Because you got now these various different phones. You can go on Facebook and see everybody. You can go on Marco Polo and see everybody. You can go on any app This is modern technology. We don't care who's listening. Oh, by the way, let me tell you something. This preacher, Christian preacher, he had a formal FBI retirement and told him everything that says app is their voice. When you speak, they speak it. When you hear it, they hear. Every app belongs to them. And those who are insignificant, they just record you. And those who are significant, they listen to you. If you turn your phone off and boost it, they can listen to you. Because that phone is in that electricity, they can hear you. And I'm not just saying this, I hear voices. And I take my phone and put it to my ear and say, who's that talking? It's almost like they can see me, so they shut up, don't say nothing. So I know that happened. All I ask them to do, when I'm making love to my wife, can you turn me off? See, they're not supposed to listen to that, but they freaky dickies. So they hear everything, they see everything, but we live clean. You're not going to find no drugs. You're not going to find no reefer. You're not going to find no guns illegal. You're not going to find these things in our home. Why? Because we live upright. We live clean. So the honorable Elijah Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with him in Grand Paradise. I remember I was a young man. He said, government, don't. Why you tapping my phone? You're just wasting your money because all I talk is the truth. And that was profound. You speak the truth, you do not have to worry about Satan. It's only when you are brought. It's only when you slip. It's only when you get deceived and conned because your ego, he got you. He got you, brothers and sisters. So we have to understand, without a shadow of doubt, that Allah is in charge. But for some reason, I don't understand what that reason is. For some reason, we have lost the gift that God has given to us. We lost it. You have to say you've lost it. So when I speak on conference call, I don't say this on the air of Block Talk Radio New Africa Excellent Enterprise. But I'm telling you, I'm going to go over some things, and I'm not redundant. I say it all the time. I'm consistent. But we're going to say with God's name, the merciful believer. We say with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful believer. We all have to believe in God. And you always like to say that because as a Muslim that we believe it, we always say peace be unto all of you all out there in radio land. And we thank Allah. We thank Allah for the month of Ramadan that's coming in. They'll be here pretty soon. And that's the month we all going to fast. And Allah has blessed us with the words of God in the Holy Quran, and we thank him for our presence today because we didn't have to wake up, for our life and our health. And we pray that he always will be guiding us. Allah guides us and grant us mercy. We ask Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to grant us mercy because that's who you go to. That's who can help you. But you cannot ask God to do something for you and you don't do it. And you have brothers that understand, they're trying to say what is right and what is wrong, and yet you don't see them doing what they say you ought to do. So we say with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, the praise and the thanks before God. We thank you for the gift and the blessing of the mortal human person, Muhammad, the honorable and noble servant and messenger of God. What followed that salute and that translation of that salutation of the last prophet,
the seals of the Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah, son of Abdullah. And as mentioned in the Bible, the Injil, the Gospel, it is given to us in the Holy Quran. Surely Allah Almighty speaks the truth. And we say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Wasa'asa, Wasa'am, Wasa'asa, Rudi Kareem, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sadaqallah, Wadeen. Brothers and sisters, I was saying to them that, and it all comes into play, is that God did not change or remove. It's not only change, when you read it in Arabic, it can say remove what is bothering a people. We are a people. What's bothering a people until they change or remove what's bothering their soul. So it actually was saying to us that we don't need God. We don't wait on Him, and we gave up on Him. And that's the way the atheist would like for you to believe that's what it meant, but that's not what God is saying. No way that He is talking about He will not help you. But you see, the point is you have a soul, brothers and sisters, and because you have a soul, you go back and read it, it's clear. It's very clear. And you can see it. You don't have to question it, how clear it is that God gives it the same word. But now you understand it, because why would you need to go to God? He gave you a soul, and your soul speaks to you, but you ignore it. So you can't come to God and ask Him to help you when He has given you a soul to talk to you. So when you get away from your soul, you can't talk to a drunk, a man that's high, a man that's out of his mind, or a female. You can't do it. Don't care what it is that makes you get away from your soul. So if you're not talking to your soul, you won't understand that God will talk directly to you. But He will not only just talk to you, He'll give you for anything you ask for that is good. He will reward you. This is how close God is, close to you in your jugular vein, and I know you've heard it many times, but you don't understand what it actually means. So you don't have to think about it. Listen to your soul. If you listen to your soul, you'll be happy. It wouldn't have to matter what you think if God is going to help you. He's not going to help you. You heard the saying, you got to help yourself. He'll take us two steps if you just take one. So if you're talking to your soul, now Allah's going to help you. But you have to straighten out that which is bothering you. You got a husband. He's abusive. You got a husband. He's no good. You got a husband. Is that bothering your soul, sister? Yeah. Well, get rid of it. That's what your nature is telling you. Get rid of it. So I can't help you until you help what's bothering your soul. That's simple. Common sense, simple common sense. Same way too, man. If someone disturbs you, someone bothers you, you can't get nothing done, you're aggravated, and you won't be in that hell. I'm not going to change what God is saying. Your soul is telling you something's wrong here. And if something is wrong, get rid of it. God help you. But you've got to get rid of it. So what is bothering us now? This virus. It's got us all messed up. Yes, I said we. I'm not messed up. But if you're messed up, if you messed up, it does bother me. I want to be the only one not messed up. I want to be a community and try to tell you what I see. You don't have to accept it, but I get a reward from God for good intention. So it doesn't bother me. I can't see it. I don't know how many of you are out there and who like me, who don't like me. It's immaterial. It ain't got nothing to do with your loved ones dying. But let's know why they died. Because we all got to leave here. Muhammad the Prophet, prayers, peace upon him. How old was he? 63. He lived a lifetime for 40. So everybody 40 lived a lifetime. But he died at 63 because 65 was anybody that wanted to go on their Social Security. Why? They retired. But they see that the black man staying around too long, so they raised it. 68. They're going to raise it again. Because you're staying around at 80, 86, 90, 95, anything like my grandpa, 106. They don't want to take care of you. Yes, that's your money, but you die, not yours, no more. So we have to understand what time it is and what is going on. If I had to not fulfill 2 hours, I could come on and say, you know what your problem is? What? Your problem is you don't believe in God, you're not sufficient, and you have no unity. I can say that. But I love you too much to just say that. I have to at least give you some food of thought because my Christians understand what I'm saying because most of this is in the Quran. That's in the deal. And they know what I'm saying. I've been saying it for years. Tell me God don't help you. He helps sinners. We are sinners. You don't have to be unsinner to be able to come to God. You come to God because you sin. Didn't he help Moses? He was a sinner. He not only helped him, but he called Moses to be the prophet of God. Because why? Moses came from where he came, but he repented. So do not have to be a holy and thou. God helps sinners. You have to work. Work on yourself. Be truthful. You got to be truthful now. You got to be truthful. And Allah will help you be free or whatever that burden is. But you got to be truthful. But you can't be a sinner and a liar and a wannabe, an egotistic maniac. God ain't going to help you, brother. And I say brother because most of the brothers are like that. Not going to help you. And how you can tell you're in the same position you was in 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, but nothing's growing. You got to come out of that state of condition. Because if you don't, Allah will not help you. He don't help anyone that don't believe in his creation. You are his crown of creation. Our own soul will tell you that. That you are the crown of creation. It's in you. This is why we can do the things we can do. But you got to be doing the right thing. God says we should listen to our soul that gives us guidance. God created it and gave it to us, our soul. God created us to act upon our good soul. Yep. Our good soul, that's what he gave us. So, yes, I want to tell you how you should do something. You first got to do it yourself. I have a doctor, Dr. O. His name is Dr. Darby of Kingdom. And you know what she teaches when she comes on the air? How are you going to be your own physician? Wow. You didn't go to school. How do you become your own physician? Easy. What's wrong with you? My foot hurts. Which one? The right one. He don't know that. You have to tell him. You're your first physician. So you should know what hurts you and what you pretty much need. But you don't study. Okay, take this. What? Oh, I made a mistake and gave you acid. You didn't even read it. You know what's going to happen when you put acid in. You know, that's just another metaphor that we never check. What are they giving us? So they shooting us with this virus comes from that needle called flu shot, and you don't even know it. It's a flu shot. It says stay away from that, because if you don't, you don't have to live. So you have to start listening, brothers and sisters, and you got to listen to your good soul that God created for you, and he will help you. He will give you everything you need, but you have to be truthful. But for some reason, we become deaf, dumb, and blind. We are poor mentally, spiritually, financially. In order for us to come to the religion of Al-Islam, you have to, in the mindset, that I want to know what God wants for me. You have to be in that mindset. It's very clear. And it can help you if you choose to. But be truthful to your Bible. Be truthful to your whatever religion you choose to be truthful. Because it's good in there. People don't know. But the language of the Quran is universal. From Fatiha to An-Nas. Ever. Whatever's good for mankind in the earth, it will remain good for mankind